The news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Kerala today. During the visit, Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone, inaugurate and flag off various developmental projects in Thiruvananthapuram. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. The projects span key sectors including rail connectivity, urban livelihoods, science and innovation, citizen-centric services and advanced healthcare, reflecting the Prime Minister's continued focus on inclusive growth, technological advancement and improved quality of life for citizens. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that India is seen as a trusted value chain partner and as a country that is focused on inclusive growth. In an interview with a private media channel on the sidelines of the World Economic Forum in Davos yesterday, Mr. Vaishnav informed that India is working on all five layers of artificial intelligence, including AI architecture, application, model, chip, infra and energy.
Three major objectives. Objective number one, as the name of the summit indicates, AI Impact Summit. What is the impact of AI? How do you bring ROI? How do you improve productivity? How do you add that value in the people's lives and industries' lives? Second, make technology accessible to all. Our Prime Minister always focuses on democratizing technology. The third deliverable out of that summit is AI has great capabilities, but there are certain harms which AI can do. How do you put the right guardrails in the whole new technology so that the harms can be controlled and the benefits can be harnessed.
10 soldiers lost their lives and 11 others injured in a road accident in Doda district of Jammu and Kashmir yesterday. An army truck skidded off the road at the 9,000 foot high Khanni top along Bhaderwa Chamba Interstate Road and plunged into a deep gorge. A joint rescue operation by army and police was immediately launched. Meanwhile, President Draupadi Murmu, PM Modi, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha and Chief Minister Omar Abdullah have expressed grief over the loss of lives of army personnel. In Jharkhand, 15 Maoists were killed in an anti-Naxal operation in the Saranda forest of West Singhbhum district following an encounter with CPI Maoist insurgents yesterday. Among those killed were dreaded leader Pathiram Manji, alias Anil, who carried a bounty of 1 crore rupees, and Rajesh Munda and Bulbul, each carrying a reward of 2 lakh rupees. Arms and other materials were recovered from the site, while search operations are still underway in the forested region. Union Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has emphasized that Viksit Bharat Ji Ram Ji is introduced to plug loopholes that existed in MNREGA scheme. Addressing media persons in Bengaluru yesterday, the minister said that the new scheme assures of 125 days employment instead of 100 earlier, assures of unemployment allowance, uses technology to prevent corruption and commission, and allows the Gram Panchayat to execute the program. The Ministry of Ayush tableau at the 77th Republic Day Parade on Kartavyapath will showcase India's journey of nation-building through health, self-reliance and civilizational knowledge. The Ministry of Ayush informed the theme of the tableau is Ayush Ka Tantra, Swasthya Ka Mantra. It said the tableau represents a compelling narrative of India's timeless health knowledge seamlessly integrated with contemporary public health care. Air Commodore of Directorate of Ceremonies Imran Zaidi said the Indian Air Force, IAF, will be leading this year's Republic Day parade among the defense forces. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, Air Commander Zaidi said the marching contingent will comprise 4 officers along with 144 air warriors. He added that a 75-member Air Force band performance will also be held, including 66 Agniveers, with 9 women Agniveers performing for the first time. Zaidi further said that 121 musicians from the Air Force will participate in the beating retreat ceremony on the 29th of this month. In the Women's Premier League cricket, Gujarat Giants defeated UP Warriors by 45 runs in a league stage match at the BCA Stadium in Vadodara. Chasing the target of 154 runs set by Gujarat Giants, UP Warriors were bowled out for 108 runs in just 17.3 overs. Earlier put into bat, Gujarat Giants scored 153 runs for 8 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Sophie Devine scored 50 for Gujarat Giants, while Forbes Litchfield contributed 32 for UP Warriors. Rajeshwari Gaikwad picked up 3 wickets for Gujarat Giants. And that is the end of this news bulletin.